from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. While we're talking gadgets, here's an idea so simple it's kind of shocking it doesn't already exist. We have these super powerful tiny computing devices that walk around with us. Why not make one so that when you get home, it turns into a proper desktop or laptop computer? Well, there is one company attempting to do this. Ubuntu is hoping to manufacture the Edge with the help of a crowdfunding campaign on the website Indiegogo. Could it be a contender? Let's ask our friend Molly Wood of CNET.
So the Ubuntu Edge does exist in prototype form.
Okay.
And the idea is that it's a new smartphone that combines two operating systems, Android and Ubuntu Linux.
Linux is basically an open source operating system.
Exactly.
Right.
Ubuntu is the most popular version of Linux. And it would also allow you to use this one device, this smartphone, as an Android phone, or to dock it with a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse and use it as a Linux desktop PC.
And that is, I feel like, a kind of a revolutionary idea in a way.
Right. And we've seen attempts at this before. This is new in that it is a version of this device that would run two full-fledged operating systems. It would basically act as a PC because these devices really do have that amount of processing power.
So this is an exciting idea for a phone, but will it reach its $32 million crowdfunding goal by, what is it now, next week?
It looks virtually certain that they won't hit the $32 million goal, but they have had a lot of PR support. So this is kind of one of these really interesting things about crowdfunding is sometimes it demonstrates that there is interest even if this one phone doesn't make it.
This phone seems so far outside of left field. Is this just like a crazy, wacky idea that'll never gain any traction? Or is it just so crazy that it might work someday?
Linux has a lot of fans. But, you know, the combination of crowd-funded hardware, which I am a huge skeptic of, and all of these other kind of consumer barriers makes it an interesting philosophical discussion about the future of smartphones.
Molly Wood is also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, pleasure to talk to you as always.
And my pleasure.